This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season Episode 92. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
And I'm Matt Valdez.
Happy birthday to my friend Matt Valdez, turning the big 36 today, August 3rd.
You know, you're such an a-hole.
Why am I an a-hole? You are have too much pride where you won't allow people to give you compliments and...
I know.
...to make it about you.
You're the same way as me. We kind of share a brain. Not only do we share birthdays, but we share a brain.
We share birthday weeks.
Yeah, birthday weeks. But we just, the attention, we don't like. And I don't think we like getting old. That's our thing.
It's feel
depressing to me.
No, I actually don't feel that at all.
Birthdays are unfun as soon as you turn 30. I feel like they get fun like at 50.
I had a fun birthday last year. My 40th yeah. birthday was awesome. My wife threw me a surprise party at Top Golf. Valdez was there.
Everyone was there.
Everyone was there, and it was a great time. Now my birthday this week was on a Monday, and I turned 41. Both insignificant, and it's just hard to have a great Monday birthday when you're turning 41. But right. I actually do like the birthdays. I just don't like people feeling. Like they have to say happy birthday to me.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I don't like.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I don't really care.
It is the obligatory texts that you get from people that you haven't talked to in a long time yeah. about happy birthday is definitely tilting.
I think you should enjoy your birthdays more, Valdez.
I probably should.
You're still young. I mean, people would kill to be 36.
That is true.
Now, you look 46.
That is true okay. as well.
But that will even out. I mean, Steve Martin's looked the same for the last 40 years. All right?
You know what? If I have the same career arc and looks yeah. arc as Steve Martin, I will take it.
Anderson Cooper.
Hey, you'll be like my Martin Short.
Right. I'll be Martin Short. Yeah. Anderson Cooper has looked the same for 20 something years. That could be you. You grade a little early. Everyone's going to catch up to you. Don't worry.
I know. I have the inside track.
You do. So you'll be a silver fox.
Silver fox. That's right. I was going to say that term.
No, but I don't like it when Valdez gets down on himself and says, It's a yearly reminder that I'm not successful.
Well, it's all right.
You are successful.
Success, yes. All right. Success in terms of watching everyone lap me in terms of monetary.
No.
Well, that payments.
Maybe that's part of it. But you're successful in your field. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what your goals are. But I think you got a lot going for you.
You know what my goal is? My goal is make Bit Season great again.
Well, Bit Season's always been great.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yes. Hey, I think you a lot of people would kill to be Matt Valdez, is
you
what
know,
I'm saying.
You, I think you have a second career as a motivational speaker.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You caught me off guard there.
Yeah. What do you think of my plans for Texas Roadhouse to treat myself?
I thought it's a great idea. You and the broskies going to Texas Roadhouse. People sleep on Texas Roadhouse. And I'll be honest with you, Matt. Last weekend, when my wife asked me where I wanted to go to dinner for my birthday, I thought of Texas Roadhouse.
Really?
But I also talked myself out of it because I thought, that's kind of trashy. It's kind of trashy for your birthday.
Yeah,
you know, I feel like I'm 41, so I'm supposed to go someplace nicer.
Why is it that's with like Philomena or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so this is what I don't understand. Why is it just like a tradition that you just get to pick wherever you want to have dinner for your birthday?
Of course. Unless you, you grow up in some like abusive household where your dad chooses every time and, you know, doesn't share or something.
I will say when I was a kid, I never got to pick what I wanted for my birthday dinner, but my parents always got crabs. For my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes. My parents always timed their summer crab feast to align with my childhood birthday.
Yeah.
Do you know what the greatest thing about having a Leo birthday, an August birthday?
What's up? You know, I could literally talk about birthdays for an hour.
I know.
I got a lot of thoughts on birthdays.
Is the fact that you get to have ice cream cake. You don't get ice cream cake when you have a January birthday. You don't get a Fudgy the Whale in February for turning 36.
Yeah.
You get ice cream cake in August.
It's a great
observation.
Birthday. Let me tell you about my birthday now that you brought up ice cream cake, because you're all over me today.
What do you mean I'm all over?
You're like inside my brain right now.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Some would say I'm inside a dragon.
I love ice cream cake.
So do I.
It's so disrespected. It's not consumed enough.
Well, you know, what's so weird is I dislike chocolate, but I will eat the nougat and the chocolate ice cream as my treat to myself. And to be honest with you, I find the nougat icing so good.
Yeah. The icing is incredible. But here's the thing. So our family friend, when I was young, our very close family friend, were the Tierneys. Okay. Tom Tierney was the general manager, whatever it is, of numerous Dairy Queens. All right. In the Tri-Cities area.
What a life.
His kids didn't know they had it so good.
I know.
I think he owned three or four Dairy Queens.
Can you imagine being that child? You're the king of, what street did you live on?
I lived on Wright Street.
He was the king of Wright Street, the mayor.
All right. So I consumed Dairy Queen ice cream cakes every year, every summer for my birthday, for all our birthdays.
Yeah.
You were
Dairy Queen exclusive.
We were, yes.
DQ.
I didn't go to a Baskin Robbins until I was like 31.
You didn't know it existed.
Yeah, literally had never been to a Baskin Robbins.
The Valdez household was primarily Carvel.
Carvel?
We were Carvel.
I'll be honest, first time I had Carvel was when I was 28, I think.
You're missing out.
When I was out here a couple years ago, I had it in West Virginia with my one of my brothers when he lived there. So I'm a Dairy Queen guy. Okay. And I told my wife, okay, I have to say this. My wife last year hit a grand slam. Yeah. Like my birthday was awesome. She threw me a surprise birthday party last year. I literally had no idea. I think you guys remember.
Mm-hmm.
My wife dropped the ball this year. And I'm going to give her a pass, but she's got it.
Sometimes it's hard to come out with a sequel.
It is. Sequels are very tough. But she aced the first test of the semester and flunked the second. Yeah. All right.
Well, you know so that's called, what? It's called resting on your laurels.
Yeah, she was resting on her laurels. And she's done great in the past. And for my golden birthday when I was 31, she threw me a surprise party that I infamously somehow got blamed for not inviting Valdez when I didn't know about it. All right, that was 10 years ago.
I know.
All right, so I talked about on the Junkies on this week about my miserable Barbenheimer experience.
Yes, Drab, for his birthday, wanted to go to a movie, dragged his wife to the movie, and she subsequently made you guys leave.
Last Saturday, my mother-in-law came out to watch the kids. I told my wife on my birthday I wanted to go to Oppenheimer. It was sold out everywhere. I had to get two tickets in Nubs, Manassas. So we drove 20-something minutes to Manassas.
Yeah.
I know my wife's not sized. She wasn't feeling well.
Could you tell on the car ride?
Yes.
To Manassas that this was going to be a bomb.
It was going to be a bomb.
pun intended.
Yeah. Well, it was going to be pulling teeth to get her because she has no interest in history.
Hard sell when you go, hey, Sarah, let's go see Oppenheimer. It's the movie about the Manhattan Project.
First off, I'm a huge fan of the Manhattan Project. My entire childhood is based around it. Yeah. All right. Look up Hanford, Washington. My dad worked there for 40 years. So I have an extreme interest.
Yeah. The entire 3 weeks, Drab's been explaining nuclear power
I've been trying to take credit for Oppenheimer.
Yeah, you have.
My hometown park is named Leslie Groves.
Yeah.
All right. So I knew my wife wanted to see Barbie. And I said, Sarah, I'm not going to go see Barbie
on your birthday.
You.
And it's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
You get to choose.
Next weekend, you could maybe talk me into Barbie, even though I will not be excited. But please, go see Barbie with your friend Blanca. Okay? You guys would love it.
Yeah, go here. I'll get you a pink t-shirt.
Yes. Yeah, two airheads. You would love Barbie. Okay? Wear pink head to toe. I don't care. Have an afternoon. Have an evening. Go out all day.
I'll hang with the kids.
Yes. I did not want to see. I'm kidding. I did not want to see Barbie. So we check in. We scan the tickets to Oppenheimer, and I just know that she's moaning like Mrs. Bickle into how sick she's not feeling well. And I'm like, oh God.
Did you know going in it was a 3-hour ordeal?
I did, but I forgot to tell her while we were walking up to the theater. Oh. And I just know that she was going to leave the theater in the middle of it, either fall asleep or leave the theater in the middle of it to like go sit in the car and either fall asleep or pout or cry or something because she wasn't into it. So then I decided to get the refund. The line was 40 minutes long to get a refund because whatever was going on.
I didn't even realize you could get a refund.
The only reason I know you could get a refund at movies is because the week before when I saw 4D Mission Impossible, the guy said to his wife, let's get out of here. We're getting a refund. The seats were shaking so much during the trailer.
Yes, you mentioned
that. That's the only reason I knew you could get a refund at movie theaters. So I got the refund. I went home last Saturday night. Supposed to be my birthday night out, even though it wasn't until Monday. And I got Taco Bell and watched Hijack by myself as my wife went to bed. All right.
Hey, she basically transferred her misery onto you.
She did. You know what I told, and getting back to Dairy Queen. So I told my wife, she asked me what I wanted for my birthday.
Yeah.
I told her all I want is an ice cream cake from Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. That's what I was looking forward to.
Does Dairy Queen make those like those tiny circular ones,
or they make smaller ones that they put in their I think like their parfait cups with the lid on it. I think they do that as well, but I wanted the big silly.
Okay.
All right. The big 10 inch round one or whatever it is. And I get
sized for a week.
I get sized for the cookie crumble layer on the inside.
Yeah. Nougat.
That's yeah.
The chocolate nougat that's in the middle.
My birthday comes around on Monday.
Yeah.
And it's almost a repeat of Saturday, as in my wife's not feeling well.
She's disinterested.
She's, you know, of course she told me happy birthday.
Yeah, called me all that stuff. Yeah, I would assume she did. But she wasn't jumping for joy.
I'm looking around for the house for presents. I don't see anything.
You were a scavenger.
There was nothing out there.
Did she have Blake and Tinsley make you a card?
Yes, I got a card from Blake and Tinsley. So that was sweet.
That's nice.
Okay. But I was told this was my birthday gift. She said next Saturday. She said next Saturday. So whatever that is, like August 5th. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
She said, we're going to go to Dick's Sporting Goods and Blake and Tinsley are each going to buy you something from Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to be like sized.
And I said, first of all, I'm sized. All right? Yeah. But that's the laziest. We'll pick out whatever you want.
No. Blake will get you a left shoe. Tinsley will get you a right shoe.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, well, we can do that. That's fine.
But here's the problem. Is that, and I don't know if biddies and listeners know this, but your wife is a very creative person.
She is, yes. Usually very thoughtful.
Yes, like and then a lot of the times, the gifts she gives you are thoughtful, and then you are always racking your brain about how to reciprocate and how to return the favor and how to be just as thoughtful.
I am. Now, I will say this about my wife. She puts a lot of thought into the gifts. I wish you would put less thought into the gifts and just get me what's on my list. I always present a list. It's never like a negotiation.
Didn't she take you to Atlantic City for a concert for one of your birthday?
Jersey Shore area. Yeah, yeah, you're right there to see 311. and so Jeff, yeah. That actually was a good time. But how did you remember that?
What?
So Sarah likes to put a lot of thought into it. Sometimes I just wish she would get me with what I would like to get, what I'm asking for. Okay. I'm not trying to sound like a jerk. I know. No. I probably sound like a jerk right now. But you would
make her life. You are trying to make her life easy.
Yes, I'm making it easy.
I completely understand. Yeah. You're making her life easy by just saying, "Hey babe, I'm a simple man. I need a Nike dad hat." You know what I mean?
There were two hats on the list. Okay, and I'm telling you, I don't care about gifts, but she feels like she has to get me something.
She feels obligated to get you something. So you're saying, I present
different price ranges, whatever you're interested in.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat. Here's the list.
Okay, and I send the email to her and to CC my mom. And you know what? I got to give Linda Cahill credit. She hit a home run. She picked number one on the list.
What was number one?
She got me some Costco knives from Thomas Keller, actually. The famous chef that Lurch duffed. Our knives had kind of worn out, and I saw these at Costco. They had great reviews, and my mom said they showed up at my house yesterday. I was thrilled with the new knife set at the Cahills. Yeah. So I told my wife, I said, all I actually really want is ice cream cake.
Yeah.
Well, on Monday night, there hasn't been one memorable thing on my birthday that's happened.
Yeah.
No.
Let me ask you a question. On Monday, on your birthday, is the ice cream cake in the back of your mind? Like, when is, like,
I'm thinking about the big presentation.
Yeah. Like, I haven't said, like, man, this presentation is going to be great. I haven't seen it in the fridge.
Right.
She's going to come out with the girls holding the cake, singing happy birthday to me. What a night.
So usually my wife gets off work. My wife works at a daycare and the girls go there. So usually they get off around 5 or so. They don't get home till 5:30. And I'm like, oh, they went and got the birthday cake. Yeah. All right.
They're going to make a quick stop.
Yeah. That wasn't the case. There was, and so I'm waiting and waiting. Eventually, I put the girls to bed, and Sarah was put the girls to bed.
Yeah, you're
but there like, was no. I'm like, okay. And then Sarah says again, and it's true. Like she has not been. She wasn't feeling well. Okay.
Okay.
And then she says this one. Is it okay if we have a birthday week instead of a birthday?
Whoa. All look right? at you. Hey, you're making out.
No.
Because
I already know what that means.
She feels bad about Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm. She feels bad about the lack of ice cream cake.
No, that's code for I wasn't prepared. Oh. I don't got anything. We do it. I need an extension.
I need continuance. Yeah.
So she asked for a birthday continuance.
She needed a retake on her test.
Meanwhile, I really don't care about any of this stuff. I just think it's kind of funny.
Birthday week.
She wanted an extension on the my like birthday.
Yeah, she thinks your birthday's a tax filing.
Yeah. Well, my birthday's still my birthday, and I'm not gonna have just a sullen birthday. So my wife goes to bed.
All right. What time is this? Like 9:30.
8:30. 8:30. I'm eating leftover pulled pork sandwiches.
Oh, yummy. Those are yummy.
All right. And then I said to myself, you know what? I really want that ice cream cake.
I've been thinking about it all weekend.
I, at 9 o'clock at night, they close at 9:30, drove to Dairy Queen on a Monday night by myself to celebrate myself. And I didn't even, I ended up getting a cookie dough blizzard and eating it in the Dairy Queen parking lot by myself on my birthday, listening to the radio and scrolling Twitter. It was the saddest blizzard I've ever had in my life. And you know what?
Hey, that's kind of depressing.
Sometimes birthdays go down like that. It was a little depressing, but you know what? She's got a couple more days to make it up to me because she was
it's the birthday week.
She was granted an extension.
You did? You gave her the,
so we'll
gave her
see,
the extension.
So we'll see what she comes up with this weekend. All right? But it was not – July 31st was not a memorable day for Matt Cahill this year. So I am looking forward to your Texas Roadhouse celebration tonight, all right? And I'm going to want an update.
It's the little thing.
All right?
I'm treating myself.
You're treating yourself. You and your friends and your loved ones and everybody close to you. So I'm a little jealous that you're going to have Texas Roadhouse
this is
dinner.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna take one of those chicken critters and I'm gonna dedicate it to you when I bite into it.
What appetizer are you getting tonight?
Oh, hey.
Don't they have some cheesy, like spicy, peppery, cheesy thing?
They have, well, the blooming onion is, it's not a blooming onion, it's called a cactus onion.
I know. Uh-huh.
All right, that's always tasty, but it's way too big. And did you know I am a member of the Texas Roadhouse VIP Club?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
What do you get? So,
I got a free appetizer for my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, that is a pretty class.
I know. That email came in hot. I was excited.
I screwed that up. I should have been a member.
Am I going to get the birthday celebration at Roadhouse?
What? Sorry, just hiccuped. What is that like?
Where they all come out of the kitchen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where they're going. Fried chicken country, oh, it's your birthday, yeehaw! That's what they do.
And is that it, or is there more to
that's
it?
That's it.
No, really? Yeah,
and I think they give you a piece of ice cream with a candle.
But for a guy who
it's a lot of attention. I don't like
for a guy who doesn't like, attention on his birthday.
I don't like that.
But you like tradition.
But I do like tradition.
You're a big traditionalist.
Yes, and it's tradition when I go there for a birthday.
Do you know any other birthday songs from restaurants?
Oh.
Red Rob, I was a waiter at Red Robin. We did the birthday thing.
It's your birthday.
We have a birthday here? Something like that.
Didn't Friendly's have one? I want to feel like Friendly's had one.
Friendly's, another ice cream place I didn't go to until I was like 30.
Well, they're all closed except for the one in Pasadena.
I know, but everybody lives here has fond memories of their childhood at Friendly's, and I can't share in that.
Yeah, you think it wasn't great having a happy ending Sunday?
That's what they call it?
Yeah, happy ending. It's free with every kid's meal.
Mm.
You get, it's three scoops of ice cream.
Your choice?
no, they're, it's, it, I think it's all vanilla. So they have this. So they have this chalice, almost this tin aluminum chalice that looks like this Don't Sleep energy can, and in that chalice at the bottom there's hot fudge,
yeah.
Okay, and then there's three scoops of ice cream. There's one in the middle, and then two smaller ones for ears, and then there's Reese PC eyes,
yeah,
and then an upside down cone for the hat.
That sounds delicious.
It is. It's the most delicious thing
what's
in the world.
What's your number one restaurant dessert? I still love a banana split. A banana split.
I've never had a banana split.
I haven't had one in a while, but I do love an old school banana split.
I don't even like
bananas, but I only like them in.
Well, I am a pie guy. Huge pie guy. So when I was younger as well, along with my ice cream cake, this is how spoiled I am. My grandma made me a birthday pie that would have a candle in it.
Like a cherry pie?
No. Blackberry pie.
A blackberry pie? I've never had a blackberry pie. Grandma, well, it's a little tart, isn't it?
It's the best thing in the world. And she made the best blackberry pie. It was so sweet. It was so delicious. And I could have 10 slices of it.
Are you going to miss that blackberry? Why don't you ask your mommy to make you a blackberry pie tonight? Was it your mom or your dad's
mother? No. You don't understand. No one in the family can make it.
Why? She died with the recipe?
She died. She wrote down the recipe, but it was a fake recipe.
Oh, why would she do that?
Because
that's her heritage. That's her, you know.
No, nobody can make the pie like she did. Like, so it's always everyone else's is runny. She knew how to pull it together. She didn't measure anything either. Like, she would just take scoops of sugar. And this is all like estimated that everyone is trying to figure out.
Yeah.
So it's legendary, and nobody can make the pie. Did you know when Grandma, God bless her, when Grandma Jane was sick,
you call your grandma by her first name?
No, but I have Grandma Jane and Grandma Joe.
Oh, okay.
I just call her.
We only did last names, Grandpa Cahill.
No. It was Pop and Grandma.
Right, have I told you, by the way, have I told you I don't like grandparent nicknames?
They're weird, aren't they? Nana?
I hate it.
Nana?
I know everybody, like, I'm...
Gigi?
So, yeah, our girl's grandmother is Gigi, okay? I hate Gigi. My mom thinks she's so special that she needs a cute name. Yeah. She goes by Oma. Like she's some German heiress. Yeah. You're not Oma, Mom. Your name's Grandma. Can you just be Grandma, please?
Or Mama.
Yeah.
Or actually, wouldn't work.
But. If I become a grandparent, I will go by Grandpa Cahill. I like old school.
Yeah.
It's because they don't want to feel old, and so they need a cute nickname.
Yes. But this is so this you wouldn't believe what my aunts and uncles and parents did. So Grandma Jane is sick. All right. So you know what our family did?
What's that?
They had her bake about 20 different pies and put them in the freezer. So we had those in storage ready to go because nobody could make any more of them. We said Christmas is in about 3 months. Why don't you make us a pie? We'll put it in the freezer.
Hey, Nana, I'm going to need a blackberry pie for my next 10 birthdays.
Yeah. We basically took out a line of credit on pies.
Yeah, you did.
As she was expiring. We worked her to the bone.
Why didn't you guys just learn how she did it?
We tried. Everyone tried, and by the time they asked her how to do it,
she gave up.
She couldn't she couldn't explain what she was doing.
Oh, okay.
She was a pie robot, all right? And she just made them. And then what's funny
she's
is
never like, the same.
Yeah, just nobody can make them ever the same, and everyone's tried.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys blew it. You should have figured out when Grandma was young and youthful how to. I worry about that with my parents.
my mom has some killer recipes that I don't know how to, like, hopefully I learn before my mom expires how to make her beef stroganoff. I love her beef stroganoff. And I
know you do. You rave about it all the time.
When I went home last month, I had the beef stroganoff.
Hey, when you go home, it's so, well, number one, my dad lights up because he has the same one liner all the time. He goes, "We're eating good this weekend. Valdez is home."
Bust out the air.
Yeah. And then my mom will write down my order, and she'll make it for me hot and fresh whenever I want.
Yeah. You know what? We should,
you know what we should do?
What's that?
We should have, I wish we could do like a contest with listeners.
I know.
We should have your mother bake off. Okay. All right. Where you bring in your mother. All right. Mm-hmm. And you have her make the best dish that she can, her A seed. All right. The number one thing. All right. And then we present it in front of food critics and food judges. The Washington Post food critic. And we have that person crowned the mother of all mothers.
Oh, I love that. What can it be? Does it have to be a certain, like a dessert, or it could be a comfort food?
I don't know, but it's the one thing your mom makes that outdoes everyone else.
I love it.
I don't know what
we'll probably never do that.
No, like most of our ideas, they kind of
have we discussed a Christmas cookie thing on the Junkies? Have we done that before, or could we do that?
Okay. That could be our new Christmas show thing.
So we have how many guys on the six on the show, yeah. A lot of other people. Why doesn't everybody bring in, why don't we do a Christmas recipe book? Okay.
All right. We'll put it in the store next to all the Junkies shirts. And, yeah. All right. And next to the Breaking Tees, and you can go buy the Junkies cookbook.
Right. All right. So each one of the Junkies, and me and you, and maybe like CK or AWOD, and we fill up a recipe book. Okay. Yeah. With your favorite Christmas cookie recipe. Isn't that what you do when you're in like first grade and everybody brings that in, yes, and make a little booklet or something?
You know what? That's a hot thing at an office too. Yeah. They have like a Christmas cookie.
But we could all bring them in, and then we'll publish the recipe book.
All right.
And then we could have even the P1s in there, you know. Cowboy Todd's,
yeah,
yeah, crunchy,
a crunchy southern pecan, yeah, cookie,
right,
okay,
we're noodling something here.
Rom has like a mint chocolate chip because he was a Newport menthol guy,
yeah, right, yeah, yeah, or some Long Island iced tea, I like it. All right. You know what? We'll put that down on the things we won't accomplish list. Aren't we supposed to have a New Year's Eve party this year too?
A 2000s themed New Year's party at Mikey's Dots.
Yeah, farm. You know what? We got 6 months to finish the plan.
We better start planning.
Yeah.
You know, I bet you we could find like a 2000s cover band out there.
100%. All right.
We'll
get back to you on that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. Before we go, I want to remind you guys that today's episode is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports the behind-the-scenes show that is Bit Season. Get some Don't Sleep today at don'tsleepenergy.com. And, of course, use the promo code BITTIES for 10% off every order, and follow and like them on social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Love Mike and what he's doing with their energy drink.
Love that. And then when we come back, there's a couple of show-related things I want to get into with you. Number one, we got to talk about mowing the lawn at night.
Tilt of the week.
Number two, we need to talk about the obsession with bears that the Junkies are having.
Yeah. Very curious.
Curious.
What's going on?
All right. So when we come back, we'll do that.
All right. Stick around.
Welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to Bit Season Episode 92. Before we went to break, we mentioned the show becoming obsessed with the Justins.
Are you glad that I finally said that to JP on the
air? I am.
I had to.
It's being reused and recycled over and over.
I've said before that one of the things, and I'm just, you know, having fun here, that drives me crazy about JP is when he calls things by their first name. But he does it over and over and over again. Like, he'll always call a Leaf Orion.
Yeah.
Any bear, he calls it Justin.
I had a side bet with you today behind the glass that when Cakes was talking about the Lance Crackers, I thought JP was going to call him the Trays.
Yeah.
the Trays.
I was surprised he didn't.
Do you know also...
I had to call JP out because he's been mentioning bears, specifically JP, like three times a week, it feels like.
There's a bear story that the Junks are doing weekly right now. Oh, one more a Pavlov's dog... response.
Yes.
Cakes does. Anytime a bear is mentioned, do you know what Cakes always has to reference? Or he does it probably 75% of every bear story.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
He goes, is it a dancing bear?
he does
that all the time.
He said that this week. Yeah, he does do that.
Good thing it wasn't a dancing bear.
Yeah, every bear that wanders around a neighborhood, the guys find out about on Twitter and then bring it up. Did you see the bear walking around Ashburn?
Or I say, look, that family was just hanging out on the deck and look at the tree. There's a bear. It's like they're amazed by wildlife. You know, it got to the point where there was this funny viral video of a bear who took a golfer's golf clubs off of their cart. My guess is there was a pack of crackers in the bag.
It was this week.
The bear grabs it with its teeth. But we couldn't do that because it was the day after we scolded them for all their bear stories.
Yes, it actually would have been, of all the bear stories, I would have liked to bring up.
Do you know, also one more bear thing, is that they are infatuated with escaping a bear, running in zigzags.
I know, JP always says, or I think it's JP, which one do you zigzag and run away from? Is it a black bear or brown bear? Yeah, it's always the same. Valdez, let me ask you, rank your type of bears in order?
My bears?
Yeah.
You know my one seed.
Your one seed? You're going to start at one?
Yes, because it's the first one that pops into my mind. It is my childhood stuffed animal, Zippy, who is a koala bear.
Koala bear?
I don't think you should say koala bear, but I'm going with
for this.
Yes, my number two.
I think it's a marsupial. Is that how you say that?
Probably. But Zippy is a koala
Zippy
bear.
Hey, when are you going to bring Zippy back on the junkies?
You know, I've gotten a lot of people asking me about Zippy.
I kind of forgot about Zippy. Yeah.
I don't know. When are you bringing your Whoopi in?
Yeah, but you had a whole bit around
I know.
Zippy.
I did. Let me add. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is a clear number two. A grizzly. Because I get sized for the chewing tobacco.
You have a personal connection with a grizzly bear.
I have a personal connection. It's probably, grizzly's probably going to be the one that gives me cancer.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I have a personal connection to grizzly wintergreen long cut.
All right.
All right. So that's my number two.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? I don't like pandas.
Why? What's wrong with pandas? Everybody loves like, the giant panda.
I don't like white fur. It's too dirty when they roll around.
Well, then you definitely don't like polar bears.
I don't like polar bears either. I don't like the white. Yeah, I don't like the white fur.
I'd say you're missing a big silly one.
Like
in my opinion, the number one bear,
black bear.
Well, black bear. I like black bears because I feel like they're more friendly. Right? Okay. Like I would not. I'm not scared of a black bear. Maybe I'm saying that now. If I had one in my face, I might be scared.
I kind of agree. Every video or picture of a black bear, it looks kind of cuddly.
Yeah, and they're not as territorial, or they won't attack you as much. Mm-hmm. The number one bear is the Kodiak bear, the giant Alaskan brown bear. I get sized for Kodiak bears. I don't even know the difference between them and grizzlies. I think maybe a little bigger. But I just imagining Kodiak, and I like saying Kodiak.
Yeah, I can tell because you said it five times in a minute.
Yeah, I'll put that as my number one.
Are Kodiaks in Alaska only?
I think so. Or I'm sure Canada. Probably.
Hey,
what about a red panda?
Red panda?
Don't they have one of those at the zoo here?
I think so.
I think they're little tiny red panda bears. They don't look like pandas, but they're very cute looking.
They're cute?
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you big into bears? Because is that a Washington State thing?
Why do you always do that?
What do you mean?
Why if I'm into something, do you think I'm like territorial about it?
No, and I'm asking because you see.
No, I'm into mooses. Okay, because that is a Pacific Northwest and Canadian thing.
Okay.
Bears, I believe, are in all 50 states. I would love to claim the bear.
There's no bears in Hawaii.
I don't know. Maybe there's not. 49 states. I think bears, especially the American black bear, are...
Hold on. There's bears in Florida.
100%. 1,000% bears in Florida.
I did not know that.
I think... Now, I shouldn't say that. I'm pretty sure there are bears in Florida. All right? But I think that's what... It's like the bald eagle. They're all over the country. I think that's one of our special animals. They're not throughout the world. The bears are fairly unique to North America. Mm.
Did you know the bald eagle?
Russians, I think, have bears. Aren't there bears in Russia?
I think so.
Aren't those guys, those MMA fighters?
Yeah, they're always wrestling bears.
Yeah. I'm just talking out of my ass. I don't know.
But did you know the bald eagle... As a symbol of the United States,
yeah,
was going to be the turkey, because the turkey is indigenous to every single state. Ben Franklin wanted the.
When I was home in Washington, I almost mowed down a gaggle of turkeys. They were in the road and on the country back roads by my parents' house. Yeah. Appeared out of nowhere.
Know a little about a lot. wow you with this week?
I don't know if you wowed me this week.
I wowed you. What did I wow you with?
You're not allowed to steal my tagline.
What? Wow.
I know a little about a lot. My tagline.
I swiped it from you. Explaining the difference between ectomorphic and endomorphic body types to you.
That was an off-air discussion that maybe we'll bring to mid-season at some point, but I was asking Valdez why everybody can't have the same body type if they eat and exercise the same amount.
Yes. And I was explaining it in depth with the physiology.
Yes, you were. I was appreciative of that.
Back to Bears.
Sure, I'd love to.
I think our Bears might be obviously the bald eagle is the one seed, mm-hmm. the big silly. I would say Bears might be the number two in terms of animals that are American. I know you said like they're fighting bears in Russia and all the time.
Yeah, but
when I think of like patriotic American animals, I think of a bear.
That is outside of the bear and the bald eagle, I don't know what. I'm sure there's tons. Obviously, there's tons.
Yeah.
They're exclusive to this.
Yeah, I don't think a bear is exclusive to the United States, but like, I don't think there's bears in South America.
What about what fish is what about it like a trout or a salmon?
Well, salmon is
that a worldwide animal?
That's a Pacific Northwest type thing, isn't it?
No, you have the Atlantic salmon.
Oh, that is true.
I believe, or are those only farm freshed or farmed animals?
When I think of salmon, I think of wild caught Pacific salmon.
I don't know. I mean, there's a big one we talked about on the show today. Alligators.
You're right. Alligators.
Alligators, I believe, are pretty exclusive to America or our, you know, region.
Yes, but they're not all over the.
And I thought we were talking about crocodiles. I thought there weren't crocodiles in America. I thought crocodiles are saltwater animals.
There are. That crocodile video is in Costa Rica, not in America. I don't think.
Oh, but I thought Cakes or someone told us there was a story or an email sent over earlier this week about a crocodile in Florida.
I don't think crocs are in Florida.
Oh, we're forgetting a silly one. The buffalo.
Oh, the buffalo.
Or the bison is the American bison.
Yeah, but it's too sad that they're like.
I know,
endangered.
We wiped them all out. Yeah. We sleep on the bison or the buffalo. I like saying buffalo. That is a great animal.
It is. Do you feel guilty? Do you feel guilty that we wiped a bison burger?
You know what? Can I tell you? I don't eat bison burgers because we wiped them all out. I've only had a bison.
Yeah.
I had a bison burger one time at Fuddruckers, and I said to myself, never again. I didn't like it.
Sorry, I almost spit out my don't sleep. Back to Bears.
Yeah.
What are your top fictional bears?
Oh, like
Yogi,
like movie bear.
Yeah,
I mean Yogi. If you say fictional, Yogi Bear is probably. You know who's a big silly? Winnie the Pooh. I always loved Winnie the Pooh. Yeah,
Winnie is a top
That's
seed.
American
he's
classic.
A, he's a number one
okay,
seed.
Who's better than, who could be possibly better than Winnie the Pooh? Everybody loves Pooh Bear.
That's true. He's so adorable without his pants and his love of honey. And he's so whimsical, too.
Bears.
What about Ted? Does Ted count?
I like Ted. People sleep on. I guess he's a teddy bear.
Yes, he's a teddy bear.
Teddy Ruxpin. Teddy Ruxpin is a great bear.
That is a great bear.
Now, that's a toy, but we're going to count. He's fictional.
I think that counts.
Teddy Ruxpin, definitely in my top five bears. Huh. Pooh Bear, Yogi Bear has to be both our top five.
Yeah, they have to be in. Do you know who my top seed is? My number one.
Your number, well, let's, before you give me your number one, and if I say it, I'll apologize.
Okay.
What about Fozzie Bear?
Fozzie?
Do you like Fozzie? People sleep on Fozzie Bear.
I'm impressed with your fictional bear knowledge.
Thank you. I tell you, I like bears. Everybody likes bears. Fozzie Bear, people, is a great Muppet.
Wasn't there a movie? I think it was a Disney movie.
On like Fozzie Bear?
No. In like the late 80s, early 90s, about like a bear in the wild. Am I losing my mind?
Well,
I just remember.
A bear in the wild. Well, you're sleep. Are you talking about Baloo from Jungle Book?
No, I'm
that's
not.
That's also a top bear.
Your bear knowledge is scary.
Thank you. Baloo, does he? Because Baloo has, do you know, what's the song?
bare necessity.
Yeah. If you got your own song, that makes you a big silly bear. What are the bears?
You know, I'm Googling.
You know what bear? Can I tell you what bear I don't like?
What's that?
I don't like Smokey Bear.
You know what? He's telling you. He's telling you a lot to do.
I like to play with fire. I've always been a pyromaniac, and I never liked Smokey Bear. I don't appreciate his judgmental ways.
Yeah, he's always telling you what to do.
Yeah, yeah. I'll put out the campfire the way I want to put out the campfire.
Hey, do you know a huge bear we're missing?
Who's
this?
This
is not my number one.
Mm-hmm.
Paddington.
Oh, Paddington. Yeah. I got to say, was Paddington a book or a movie?
I think it was both. It was a kid's book along with a movie.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to one up you, but I'm going to surprise you again with my bare knowledge here. Because I wasn't a big Paddington guy because I didn't like his raincoat. I'm a huge fan of this book bear, Corduroy.
That's a great one. That is
Corduroy?
Of course, it was the thing on the bed that he thought was
But Corduroy was the bear left in the store, and he was missing a button.
Yes,
and he wanted to be taken home by a child, but nobody wanted him because he was missing a button. And I believe he became like he walked around the store at night looking for a button. Corduroy.
He tried to pick something off a bed that he thought
it was.
Here, speaking of books,
okay,
my number one bear.
Okay, you're gonna bet better than Corduroy.
Oh yeah.
All right.
The Berenstain Bears.
The Berenstain Bears. I forgot about them, Valdez. I'm a huge fan of the Berenstain Bears.
I was obsessed with the Berenstain Bears as a kid.
So the Berenstain Bears, they were national. Because I thought that would have been exclusive.
I thought they were special to me.
No, the Berenstain Bears. I'm a huge Papa Bear fan.
Do you know, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with the Berenstain Bears No Girls Allowed book.
I've read that one. It's like a fort or treehouse or something, right?
Yes.
Live in a treehouse.
The little girls were like playing with the boys, but the boys wanted to be by themselves. So they created a club of No Girls Allowed, and they had the best little treehouse. And then the girls felt slighted, mm-hmm. and so they made their own better treehouse.
Yeah, yeah, because Sister Bear wasn't allowed in.
Correct.
That
was a hot.
Which ones did I have? First, how do you? Is it Berenstain? I would say Berenstain growing up, but I'm probably an idiot. Berenstain Bears.
I don't know how to do it because I've heard Berenstain Bears, uh-huh. Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I called them the Berenstain Bears, but it's spelled B-E-R-E-N.
I think I say it differently every time. Berenstain Which ones Bears. Did I had? There was one about like. No junk food or something like that, or too much junk food. And then there was one about messy room. I think we had those ones, but I remember I do remember No Girls Allowed.
That was
they're always trying to teach you a lesson in these books. Leave me alone.
I think I liked it because I hated women.
makes sense.
When you're that age, you want nothing to do with girls. So that's why that's why it spoke to me.
All right, that's a pretty good list of fictional bears.
Oh, we're missing one more bear.
Okay,
the Care Bears.
You know what? I watched the Care Bears, the Care Bear Stare, I wasn't a huge Care Bears fan. I thought those were for girls.
They were.
Okay. Yeah.
It was kind of weird how they emanated friendship from their tummies.
Yeah, there was something probably sexual about it that we weren't. No,
there was a cultural significance to them.
Oh, no, they were huge. Care Bears big on TV, not big on toys, though. Like, I never had a Care Bear toy. Did you? I don't even remember those being out.
No, but we had the tapes growing up.
The VHS?
Yeah, the VHS. My mom would pop in because, I'm a bad boy. She's got to teach me how to share things.
Yeah, Care Bears. So is there a specific Care Bear? Do they have names?
I don't remember the names. Mm-hmm. I just know, like, they would be pink. and they would be blue, mm-hmm. and they would shoot a rainbow from their tummy onto the bad guys.
They'd shoot rainbow. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. hey, we talked about bears longer than if you know what. If the junkies want to talk about fictional bears anytime,
fictional bears might be the show's wheelhouse.
Yeah, well, at least we're doing nostalgia.
We're playing the hits.
Yeah. All right. You also teased before the break that you wanted to get into our tilt of the week about mowing lawns.
I didn't understand this. Maybe it's a regional thing. Maybe it's a lifestyle thing. But I do not understand mowing the grass at nighttime. Is this a recent phenomenon?
I thought we were all in unison. I'm a little disappointed in the biddies out there. I thought we were all in unison. I just figured that JP was a weirdo for mowing his lawn at night, or inconsiderate, as actually.
Yes, I would say inconsiderate. This is when you're not supposed to mow your lawn. You are not supposed to mow your lawn before 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
And you should not be mowing your lawn after 6 p.m. I think
can go till 7.
Okay.
You can go till 7
I feel like those are the unwritten rules of mowing your lawn.
7 on a weekend.
Seven on a weekend, yeah.
Okay,
for
a couple thoughts about JP and the junkies mowing their lawn. Number one, JP has an electric mower.
Yeah.
Tilts me. All right?
Emasculating.
It's emasculating.
For someone with as much machismo as JP,
yes.
How do you trot out there with an electric mower?
There's a couple things that I'm all of you want to save the planet, whatever. That's fine. Let's come up. There's a couple things you should leave alone. We shouldn't be having electric trucks and electric lawnmowers. You want to drive an electric Prius? That's fine.
Your pickup better guzzle gas
if you're a pickup driver and your lawnmower. There's nothing more manly than cutting grass.
Right.
Okay. Smelling that gasoline, the roar of the motor.
There's something American about the blades hitting a stick and then cutting your leg.
Yes. Yeah, so it needs to be loud like a Harley. Yeah. I can't have my lawnmower purring at 7:30 on a Wednesday.
Putzing around.
Yeah, putzing around Montgomery County. There's something rubs me the wrong way about that. So I want it to be loud. I want it to be gas fueled until the day I die.
If you are cutting your grass with an electric mower,
yeah.
You probably watched the Care Bears.
All right. Yeah. I want my JC loud.
JC. I know you.
hey, what kind of lawnmower did you have? What was your brand? Are you loyal to a lawnmower brand?
We were not loyal to a brand. I just know growing up. Oh, that's also another thing. Tilt. It's like, how are your kids not cutting your grass?
Well, that is my number one more than anything.
That's the first thing that I noticed is why are you doing this and not? But I had the standard red push mower.
Yeah, the Craftsman.
I didn't know the brand.
Maybe it was a Toro, but
I think it was Craftsman.
Yeah.
But yes, the standard red one where
we had the exact one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The plastic wheels, and you had to prime that thing 50 times before you started it cuz the thing never worked.
All right.
This was a big deal. Our grandmother sold us one of those snapper riding mowers when I was younger.
You had a riding lawnmower?
So she sold it to my dad. She sold it to my dad.
Elitist.
yeah. For $70.
Wow. All right. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Except, you know what? It didn't work. My dad didn't test it. And he's held that over her head for a long time.
Hey.
She sold us... that's how I learned what the word lemon was. I heard that 10,000 times. You sold us a lemon.
Hey, drab t-shirt may not be here if it wasn't for the lawnmower. Because one of my big things with getting into radio was listening to Seattle Mariner games on a Saturday or Sunday while I was mowing the grass. It took about an hour every time. Yes. And I would spend that time with my
radio and my headphones on, mowing the grass, listening to the Dave Niehaus called a play-by-play of the Mariners game in the Theater of the Mind, Valdez, and being there.
That's one of Drab's phrases, Theater of your mind. He does that all the time.
And I just, it was one of a couple of things that got me hooked into radio.
Yeah.
But it is a rite of passage when your son turns 12 years old.
Thirteen, the lawn duties got passed down to me.
Dylan Flame might be 18 years old now. I don't know. He's 15, has he 16.
Has he touched a mower?
Why is JP, the dad, the guy who's working hard, the guy who's earning the paycheck, out there cutting the grass? It's the most simplest task for a teenager to do, and it's time consuming for a parent who doesn't want to do it. That's a glorious day, the day you tell your son that the lawnmower duties are his.
Yeah.
And you get to put your feet up and do something and watch the football games.
Yeah. Did your dad, when you were mowing the lawn,
mm-hmm.
did you fear that inspection? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. So.
There's no tougher inspection to pass.
No.
I was more nervous for my dad's lawnmower inspection than the time I got pulled over for a DUI when I was about to blow into that breathalyzer.
You put that tube up to your mouth.
Yeah, because that you fail that lawnmower inspection, you might get a whooping.
Yeah. Hey, I've never seen someone with a fine tooth comb.
Yeah.
Go over that lawn. And I swear to God, my dad used to walk down every single line because we mowed vertically. All right.
What's the number? Of course.
And so you got to go through that line, and you better not miss a blade of grass because you went too wide on your turn.
What's the number one faux pas of cutting your grass? Tell me, what can't you do?
What you can't you do? You cannot lift the mower up and shoot the blades of grass into the driveway.
Okay, that was yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, when you turn the mower, do not lift the blades towards the driveway so that the grass
now it's covers, all
covers
back to
it.
It's all coming back.
Or a stick or a rock hits the mower and then hits the car.
Yeah, yeah. First off, rule number one, pick up the dog poop, and you have to inspect for rocks, big rocks or anything like that, in the grass. Okay? Uh-huh. You cannot mow the grass over the dog poop. Okay? You have to pick up the dog poop before the grass. The main rule in our house, you don't cut the grass too low.
Oh,
because it doesn't grow back.
Doesn't
you
grow
burn
back.
It out with too much sun in the summertime. It has to be the perfect medium length.
Yes. Did you have, you know what the worst part about cutting the grass was?
It took forever and you're sweating.
Besides all that, at our house, at the Valdez household, there's a driveway, okay? The house is facing this way. The driveway is this way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have the entire yard to your left, all right? And it's pretty easy to cut. But as soon as you're done, you forget about this side of land to the right of the driveway.
Why do you always forget about this section?
That's so hilly and so covered in dirt. Yeah. Your legs get sooted up from all of the dirt that the thing does. And here's the thing. You're not even cutting grass, but your dad wants you over there to cut it because it needs that one blade needs to be even with the rest of the house.
Let me ask you this. Why does every house in America have an annoying side piece of grass? Why can't it just all be one big piece?
It's so...
It's on the side of the house. Some
side
little
of
tiny
the house.
Thing. You got to go up and down it like two or three times. It's always awkward. Some weird curbing on it or something.
You look like a Walenda brother because your feet are to the side and you're
100%.
Pushing a mower.
Yes, it's so annoying.
And you got to push it up the
no
hill.
No one's ever going to see it.
No one does, ever.
Yeah.
You know what blocks it? The 91 Isuzu Trooper. No one no one can see that plot of grass.
I also hated dumping the grass mid-cut when it gets too full.
Oh, the bag?
Yeah. Dumping the bag.
We didn't have the bag.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Would you just blow?
We just blew the
fuse. Are you kidding me? That you can't do that. That's so trashy. You didn't collect the mulch.
No, just the clippings.
The clippings.
Leave them in the yard.
Oh no, Mike Cahill, you would have got a woman for that.
No.
Are you kidding me? You got to dump the bag about two or three times every lawn mowing session. You dump it into the garbage can. It gets taken out to the dump.
Do you know what else was a little bit?
You did grow up in a trash can. Wright Street, you couldn't do that.
Hey, this might one up you. You know what else was even worse than that side plot of land?
What's that?
Is mowing around your above ground pool.
Well, I don't know anything. Underneath it or what?
Yeah, underneath it. Because you had to put that mower underneath the decking of the lattice. So you had to bend down. All right.
So many rocks in there.
Yeah, so many white pool rocks crushing you. All right. And you know what the worst part is? Mm. Is when your dad is floating on a raft in the pool watching you cut the grass next to him.
That is insulting. Yeah.
So insulting.
Yeah, hey, JP, love you. You got to make Dylan cut the grass.
Yes.
What is he here for?
You know what? Cutting grass builds character.
If I find out that Dylan Flame is in his bedroom playing Fortnite while JP is cutting the grass, I will never respect JP again. As a father.
Those are fighting words.
I know, but it's how I feel.
Hey, well, let me ask you a question. When you had your twins, mm-hmm. and they were girls, I know your girl dad.
I know,
dad.
I thought about it.
I know your girl dad, woo. Yeah. Everything like that. You love them to death.
Mm-hmm.
But then a little piece of you died. That you didn't have someone that could do your bidding on the lawn.
I said to myself, thank God I'm too poor to have a house with a grass, with a lawn. Because these girls would not be cutting it. I got a little bit of bark and some mulch out front of the condo. That's about it. The HOA takes care of it.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Mm.
When you were cutting the grass, did mom go out there and garden when you were doing your grass cutting?
No, my dad is the gardener. Don't even say it. I know what you're going to say. My dad likes to do the gardening.
Well, that was...
I don't feel like gardening is a gender role-based activity.
I don't know. My mom... Well, it's just whenever you were cutting the grass, that was mom's time to garden, too.
Mm. My mom did not spend a lot of time outside.
Oh, that's...
Now she does, actually. Now
she would weed and then plant the flowers and tend.
Yeah,
the
now that I think about it, my mom, when I was young, was never really outside because they had all the boys to do the work. Mm-hmm. But now that my parents have a lot of grass and a lot of property to take care of when they're too old to be doing it. So my mom is like 73 years old, out there every weekend cutting this grass, pulling weeds, all kinds of stuff.
Top tier gift. Gardening related is the knee pad. That was a top gift because it always got dirty and broke all the time.
Really? Yes. So always replace it?
That was the easiest gift I could get mom for Mother's Day, Christmas, growing
up. Let me ask you real quick. I know we're over time here. What was in your garden?
It was just flowers.
What?
We didn't grow tomatoes or anything like that.
Really?
Yeah, so it's just flowers.
What do you need flowers for? That's why you think gardening is for women, because flowers are for women.
Yeah, that's what my mom. My mom planted.
Dude, we had
hydrangeas. No.
We didn't have one flower in my house ever. I mean, maybe inside, but the garden was for food. I could tell you right now, core memory. I could tell you everything we have. We had about 50 yards of wild raspberries along the fence. Okay. Another mindless, horrible summer activity, picking raspberries so we can make jam with bugs in them. Wild raspberries.
Uh-huh.
Tomatoes. Strawberries. And my dad's favorite, rhubarb.
Rhubarb.
No, I've never known anybody to grow rhubarb in my entire life. Have you ever had a rhubarb pie?
Yes, it's the grossest thing in the world.
I've eaten hundreds of rhubarb pie. You had blackberry rhubarb pie for your birthday. We either had ice cream cake, and if I wasn't good that year, we had rhubarb pie.
That's like eating paper.
You have to put so much sugar on that thing to make it edible. And you know what? My dad still, at his garden right now, was just showing me all his rhubarb.
It's coming in nice.
Yeah.
Hey, we had our... was it? It was like it was a flower pot. It was not a flower pot, but it was just there was the mulch with the flowers, mm-hmm. the different bushes and everything. Yeah. And then right next to the garden is where we buried my childhood dog.
No, you buried your dog in the garden?
Yeah, my dad buried the dog in the garden.
Jeez, I don't even. You know what? We could have buried our dog back there somewhere. Is that good for the soil?
I don't know. He picked up Scooby. Mm-hmm. All right. Took him outside. Actually, her. Mm-hmm. Scooby was a her. Took her outside, dug the hole, put Scoob in there, and then made a plaque.
You know, that's pretty sweet. Yes. I'm glad you didn't have food growing out there that you were eating. All right. Hey, we love talking about our old memories on this show. All right, guys. Thanks for sticking around and listening to the whole show today. We will. Happy birthday to Valdez.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Don't wish me happy birthday. Don't message me.
Well, if you see him at Texas Roadhouse tonight, buy him a beer.
Yeah, buy me a jalapeno popper.
All right, guys, have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.
See you.
Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.